Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Picnic at Hanging Rock by Joan Lindsay, published in 1967 by Cheshire Publishing. Today's book is all about disappearing schoolgirls, the strange Australian bush, and misfortune. On St. Valentine's Day in the year 1900, a group of schoolgirls and two teachers left the Appleyard College in Macedon for Hanging Rock for a Sunday picnic. Hanging Rock is a large monolith of jagged rock jutting from the landscape, a place revered and feared by the local Indigenous people. After a tasty lunch on the grass, four girls decide to venture up the rock. Another party at the picnic grounds, a young man named Michael, a new arrival in Australia, watches and admires the girls from afar. The afternoon drags on, and when it's time to return to the school, only one girl of the four reappears. And when the alarm is raised, it's found that one of the two teachers has also disappeared without a trace. The remaining girls and teacher return to the school, and the police and local trackers and dogs scour the rock for the missing. But they find nothing. The three girls and the maths teacher have vanished. A few days later, Michael decides to return to the rock to look for the girls himself. He stays the night, dreaming strange, feverish dreams, and when a search party is formed for him, he leads them to a body. It's one of the girls, and she's still alive. But this miracle is not the end of the tragedy. It appears whatever happened at Hanging Rock has repercussions, following and influencing the people of Appleyard College. And who will be next? Picnic at Hanging Rock is the epitome of a dark mystery. While this is considered an Australian classic novel, which was adapted into a much-loved 1975 film directed by Peter Weir, this is actually the first time I've read it. I'm also very familiar with the landscape itself and the town surrounding Hanging Rock, which is actually quite a spooky place, although I may have already been influenced by the legend of this book. Picnic at Hanging Rock, the book, is deliciously gothic and strange. The writing is descriptive with lush, evocative imagery, perfectly describing the dry, hot Australian landscape in contrast with the uptight Victorian sensibilities and fashions. The book follows a number of characters, and two of my favourites were Michael, the new arrival. Innocent and unworldly, he's enamoured with his new land and his exposure to the affable coachman Bert and his larrikin stories. The headmistress of Appleyard College is a pretentious, overbearing woman who's trying to hold her school together as parents remove their girls. The rumour mill runs rampant and the police call her in for questioning again and again. And what I also found most interesting about this book is the question of whether the picnic goers have been cursed by their visit to the rock. By traipsing on the land unknowingly, had the schoolgirls unleashed something terrible? So if you like lush descriptions, Australian gothic, ill-fated picnics, regrets, and bad luck, I recommend Picnic at Hanging Rock by Joan Lindsay. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.